So people would wake up in the morning in the institution, Pearson Hospital, where that was the iron lung breathing center of British Columbia. So they'd go in the iron lung all night because it was a good regime for people to be well ventilated, restrictive. So then they would come out of the iron lung, usually in the morning, be lifted onto a bed, and that would be a rocking bed that now you've got some freedom, just the mechanics of the iron lung, of the rocking bed. Your feet would go down, so your tummy would fall, which meant your diaphragm fell, would cause you to breathe in, because now you've got bigger space, bigger, well, less pressure within the lungs, because now your chest is bigger. So it forces you to breathe in, head goes back, feet up, tummy pushes into your diaphragm, space gets smaller, and you breathe out. So people would be on that, on a tipping motion for 12 breaths a minute, for 8 hours. Get fed in bed, on the rocking bed. And sometimes they'd use the turtle shell. Many different types of breathing opportunities, but not really.
Did you use the rocking bed for a time?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Yeah, when I look back, such experiences. I mean, you got to remember, it's not just the physical aspects of breathing, right? There's the psychosocial aspects of breathing. So now I'm talking to you on the rocking bed, Claire. And my head goes down, Claire's gone. Feet go down, head up. Let's finish that sentence. Oh, bye. Same with the iron lung. Such controlled breathing.